But we finally have online Lungile Topsix Benyani, DA federal election candidate for everything from federal leader, federal chairperson, deputy federal chairperson, chairperson of a federal council, federal finance chairperson, and deputy chairperson of the federal council. The DA goes to its elective conference somewhere in April, and Lungile Benyani, a relative unknown broadly, says they want to contest every position. Good morning, Lungile. How are you doing?
Morning. How are you?
Very good. Firstly, tell me about your history in the Democratic Alliance. How long have you been a member? And why now do you want to contest for a leadership position? And why do you want to contest for all positions?
Oh, okay. Good morning. Firstly, I believe in us as young people, as youth and women. So that's why I now say it's time for us to take a stand and occupy such a prominent leadership position.
How long have you been a member of the Democratic Alliance?
Yes, it's been quite some time.
How long is quite some time?
Yes, few couple of years.
A few couple of years.
Yes, yeah.
Well, why contest? I understand you're the premise and you're allowed to contest for every position, but why every position? Wouldn't your focus rather be on one particular position and try and canvass and lobby DA members to vote for you? Why every single position?
Actually, not every single position, but I have so much trust and confidence on the DA, on my DA party. So I know that as the process unfolds, if they believe in my capabilities, skills and expertise, knowledge, they'll put me in the rightful position where I'll be relevant as a young person, as a woman in taking this country forward.
There have been some who have said that you're there as a spoiler candidate, that you're there to split the vote in some of these positions, particularly in the federal leadership position. John Stiernes and Paul Palazzi, they are contesting the DA's federal leadership position. Some people say that with you in the mix, there may be a different voting procedure that is used and that you're there to spoil the vote. I don't know for which candidate you're spoiling it for, but some people say you're there as a spoiler.
No, definitely not. I'm not there to spoil. I'm not there to divide or anything. Hence, we are very much strong and united party.
Give me your pitch. Give our listeners your pitch on what you would do as either DA federal leader, chairperson of the federal council, federal chairperson, finance person. What is your pitch? How do you improve? How do you lead the DA? And how do you lead the DA if you are elected to a 2024 election, Lungile?
Firstly, is to put the needs of the youth, young people and women forward to make sure that youth and women are at the forefront and improving service delivery for our people, and also to ensure that the social ills that our people face on a daily basis are dealt and they are dealt with, and to ensure that there is growth and unity within the DA, and hence the DA is the future and the hope for our people, and to ensure that we deal with inequality, poverty and unemployment.
Many people don't know you, Lungile. When that election list or the nominations came up, people asked Lungile who? After they ask why is Lungile contesting every single position. Give me a little bit of your political background. You say you've been a DA member for quite some time. What is your political background?
Political background per se is being involved mostly as an activities in a branch level. But basically, it's not about how long have you been and what, or are you known or you are known by you anyway. It's about making a difference in our people's lives.
Do you think you have...
And utilizing your skills and your expertise and knowledge in a rightful manner also considering the constitution and the legislation of our country and the DA.
If would you be willing, before the election, would you be willing to participate in a debate with John Steers and Paul Palanzi for federal leader, participate in a debate with Helen Zille for chairperson of federal council?
On those positions, kindly be informed that I've withdrawn on those positions. Reason being, with regards to some dead conversation and thinking that already they are capable and competent nominated candidates on those positions
now you're saying that you've dropped out of those positions, Lungile? If you dropped out of federal leader and federal council chairperson position?
No, I guess that if you communicate with the relevant people in the party who are conducting these interviews and the candidate nomination process, they'll be able to give you a clear indication on that one.
But you can indicate to me now whether you're still contesting or not.
Yes, hence I was saying that, hence as a young woman, I'm willing to make a constructive contribution within the party and also within our country in improving the social functioning of our people. Yes.
And Lungile, I wish you in all your endeavors, all your campaigns, at least they are South Africans and South African young people who say, you know, I want to participate, I want to contribute, and this is my platform. If voters of a certain political organization finds belief in me, and then that is, you know, at least you're making a stand. Just a final question: who nominated you and who seconded your nomination?
Basically, it's the members within the party.
So you don't want to name those members?
No, not per se. But I think it's the members within the party who have confidence in me and who see that I can make a difference within the party and moving the party forward.
Okay, Lungile Phenyane, she is the DA federal election candidate for everything. The DA announced the candidates for the main positions at the federal elections: federal leader, federal council chairperson, finance chairperson, and various deputy federal chairpersons and chairpersons of the federal council. Lungile Phenyane says, I want everything. At least she has the confidence to put herself out there. 021-446-0567.